3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Pretty nice weather. Wasn't horrible. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports. And at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And the website, 1700thechamp.com. I got all the internal things taken care of. So all the podcasts are up, ready to go. You can get them at anywhere that you download your podcasts. I upload them in Audio Boom. You can go there or you can go. I usually listen to them on Spotify. So when I'm just checking them out, seeing how they sound. Also want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. iCubs are out of town these next 6 days, so they'll be back in here later in May. Twins have two games against the White Sox Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they have three games against the Cleveland Guardians on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they move Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Twins, Padres, a little interleague play like that as well. So that's everything that's going on inside the studio here. Great weekend. It was a ton of fun. I am officially old. If everybody didn't know that, it is. We went up on Friday night. My youngest, Nate, like his two older brothers before him, is getting ready to graduate from Iowa State. He graduates. He has his business school on Friday, then just regular on Saturday. So has that going on. And we went up, Andrew went up with us, Ben went with us, Mom and I all met up there. Zach and Hannah both came up, and we kind of hit a few bars, played some darts, played some pool. I'm old. The cool thing, never done this before. My wife's done it with her friends a few times. We stayed at the Iowa House up in Ames. It kind of reminds me, I would think it'd be a bed and breakfast, but it's an old fraternity or sorority house, I think. And they turned it into a bunch of bedrooms and first floor has a dining room. I mean, it's just really cool. So had a bunch of fun up in Ames. And had some good food, had drinks, and had a good time. Had to work over, you know, we're kind of still, you know, we talk about this a little bit on the air. And before I get into all these other things, that a couple of years ago during COVID, Jen and I moved from our house on the east side by Grandview Golf Course. And we moved in with Nana. We talk about Nana a lot on the show. And it's been great with Nana and DJ and everybody. It's been a lot of fun. And we've kind of gone back and forth of what we were going to do with the house. When we first moved out, all the boys were kind of staying there. And then Zach moved into a new place. Then Andrew moved into a new place. So we thought, hey, you know what? Maybe we have to sell the house. And then we forgot. We forgot about Nate. So we're kind of fixing the house up right now. We spend a lot of time on the weekends fixing the house, trying to get some big things done. And then we have some floors to do and everything. But we were over there again this weekend. But it brings back a lot of memories, and I'm glad Nate's going to come back. I think a couple of buddies are going to move in. So when we first talked about selling the house, I was like, man, yeah, okay, that sounds cool. And then it's the only house that Jen and I have ever been in. We raised the kids there. It's hard. Once you actually think about doing it, and you have to start really thinking about doing it, I'm like, I don't want to sell the house. I'm an only child, man. I have sentimental value in things. Probably way too much sentimental value in things. But that was kind of the weekend. And then yesterday we just kind of tried to get caught up with a whole bunch of stuff. And like I said, I'm old. I am 57. Don't drink like Steen at 37 or 47. So I still had a lot of fun. Saw a lot of people I knew. And Ames is fun on a Friday night. I'm not going to lie. Talked about the iCubs. So the draft. Let's start with the draft. I'm gonna do a few segments today on the draft. I'll do a couple of segments on the NBA. Tomorrow we have Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. I need him to be here just so I can make sure I'm saying the right things about when I know that Brooks Reynolds is going to come in and talk about Bacon Fest. I know that we are out there on the 12th to do our show live at Bacon Fest, so we're really looking forward to doing that. We got a couple of other things that we're looking at as well. We have the UNI Panther Caravan setup that we're going to do and do our show live from. We really enjoy doing that. So when we have all the UNI coaches in, and of course, Athletic Director David Harris, who's a good friend of the show, have him come on and just talk about all great things UNI, and they have a lot of stuff to be proud of and be excited about. So I'm really excited for them. Excited for, you know, some of the Hawkeye and Cyclones. Lucas Van Ness went early. He went at number 16. Was pretty excited about that. I was pulling up the draft here in just a second. You had Will McDonald, you had Jack Campbell, you had Sam Laporta, Xavier Hutchinson, Riley Moss, Kayvon Merriweather. It was a good day for the state of Iowa, and I enjoyed watching the draft this year probably more than I have in the past. Maybe not as vested in it as maybe I had in the past, just because here's a really bad thing. You get to a point when you have so much stuff going on. I don't get to watch as much. I don't get to watch as much college football as I'd like. So some of these guys, I mean, when you look at the draft, you can see that you're going to have some times where you're just not going to know some of the kids, but then you start hearing the stories and all that. But was really excited. So Luka Van Ness went to the Green Bay Packers. I think that's a good fit for him. They need someone like him. They need to put more pressure on the quarterback. Everybody talks last year about Aaron Rodgers and that offense and everything. And I truly believe that the Green Bay Packers struggled last year because of their defense. Their defense couldn't get them. Their defense couldn't get off the field. And it used to be that they would be a bend not break. And if you would have an interception or a fumble that they could recover, they couldn't. Will McDonald went at number 15 to the Jets, and Jack Campbell went at number 18. I wanted to talk about those three picks because you also had Sam Laporta went pretty quick as well. He went really quick in the second round, so I wanted to put his name in there as well. And this is what I wanted to say about this. And this is, I'm listening to, so I listen to Maggie and Pearl when I come in. I listen to Mike Greenberg in the morning. I'm kind of all over the place if I'm traveling in the car for work, going back and forth between different properties. I try to listen to, I love listening to Dan Patrick. I mean, I have my favorites, but I kind of switch back and forth. And one of the things that I've heard today and just with some of the people that Fox and NFL and all these guys have, and I love all of them. I love listening to them, but it kind of gets a little old though, because sometimes a couple of things. You know, Mel Kiper and all these guys, they rank players. They spend a monotonous amount of time and effort and energy in slotting where they think these guys are going to go. And my thought process is that Mel and I can never remember the other guy's name, but on ESPN, I think they talk to each other too much. I'd rather see Mel's and McShay, Todd McShay. I'd rather see them never together. I want to hear what Mel's got and I want to hear what Todd's got, because I think sometimes they do these things and they're bantering around and it kind of clouds their judgment. I heard people today, all weekend. I will say this: all weekend, I saw people just trashing. Let's take the Detroit Lions for an example. With their first pick, Bijan Robinson was gone. And with their first pick, they took Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama. And then they took Jack Campbell, linebacker, with their second pick. In between, Will McDonald was taken. And even to a certain extent, Luke Van Ness. Not as much on Luke Van Ness, because I think he fits exactly what they need. My thought process on this is, with all the ex-football players and all the people that were up there on the stage and talking about all these guys and doing all that, I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, these guys get paid a pretty good amount of money, but do they really get paid what coaches and general managers and owners of teams do? Do you really think the owners of teams and general managers? Now, there's some times that I scratch my head, and I look, but I'm going to take this one, just Jahmyr Gibbs. And I went through and listened to a couple of podcasts, went through and looked at all the people that said after these drafts. And then afterwards it said best drafts at each position. And there were some that had Jahmyr Gibbs 1. There were some that had Bijan Robinson 1. And it was 1-2 between those two guys. If you're the Detroit Lions and you need... I don't think that they were settled on DeAndre Swift. I don't think he fit their, their plans as much. And if you need a running back and that's your need, why are you waiting until the second or third round? You got two picks. Why are you waiting to fulfill a need? They're like, well, they should have taken a defensive lineman, or they should have taken an edge rusher, and they should have done. And look at this. Luke Van Ness was there, and Broderick Jones with the offensive tackle was there. They don't need an offensive tackle. They didn't need an edge rusher. They needed a running back, and they needed to shore up their offense a little bit. They were extremely happy to get them. It took them. I watched again. It took them less than a minute to get their pick in. They knew they were taking. If Bijan Robinson would have fell there, I bet maybe they'd have taken him. But other than that, they were taking him. The Detroit Lions today said they needed linebacker help. I don't care if you had Jack Campbell listed out as the number 5 linebacker, number 2 inside linebacker, and he should be drafted in the second round. If you're the Detroit Lions and you have a draft pick and you want Jack Campbell, you go get Jack Campbell. And I'm sick and tired of these guys, and they rip them all weekend. And then they put grades out today, and they gave the Detroit Lions a B+. Because maybe then they realize that they're not on TV. They don't need to make this. That's the thing they're doing. And it drives me crazy, because it drives me crazy in radio land too. That you got to say something outrageous so you get people talking. I don't want to do that. I want to talk to you guys. I want to bring you in. If you want to call, and you want to talk, it's 515-264-1700. We'll talk. I'm not going to sit and yell at you. I'm not going to make fun of you. If I like something, there's nothing going to stop me from liking it. Not money, not what other people think, none of that. I don't understand why. I get it's TV. They need people to watch. Because if ESPN spent all that money, and for good reason, there were 300,000 people in Kansas City that went to the draft. There were 12 million people that watched the draft. And you can't just sit there and go, Luke Van Ness was taken by the Packers, and then go to the next pick. You have to say something. But I don't know why you have to question the team on what they were doing, or why you have to question the kid's talent. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, is it really the lowest I seen anybody have him was one of the first running backs in the second round. Because, oh my God, you can't take a running back in the first round. It just doesn't set well, and it starts the money too early. These running backs want to be drafted in the first round. They want to get there. They want to get some money because they get used and abused for 5 years, and then when they try to get their second contract, Saquon Barkley, all these guys, they're not getting them. Then they're not getting the money. They're franchise tagging them, and they're not doing it. If you want a running back, you grab a running back. If you want a quarterback, you grab a quarterback. It was driving me absolutely bananas. You are listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. A little more draft stuff coming up. We'll be right back.
Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Remember, we have a Facebook contest coming up. Just kind of teasing a little bit. We'll have more details tomorrow. Start on Wednesday, I do believe. We'll take care of that tomorrow, but it's with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, so I need to have Scott here so we can enjoy that together. Minnesota Twins and White Sox are Tuesday, Wednesday, so they're off Monday and off Thursday, and then they're going to go. They got the White Sox, then the Guardians, then the Padres. So a lot of Minnesota Twins baseball. And hold on a second. I need to do this here. We'll do it right there. That would be the everybody's. I think everybody's here today because I think the computer is a little slow today. Let me hit this button right here and tell you that they would be the, by 3.5 games, the leader in the Central Division of the American League, your Minnesota Twins. I'm extremely happy about that. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs your way every day. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. If you walk around out there today, that's always in your hand, so you have it right there. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank, commitment that you can count on, member FDIC. It's one of those cool things, technology, right? You have to have the ability to use it. You need to use it. You need to take your brain and or sit around with your children and help you go through and understand what everything, you know, is with technology. But yesterday, just for a simple one of those dumb Gary stories, I'm at Hy-Vee picking up some stuff. Nana needed some things. Jen needed some things. I needed some things. And I going through there, and I get up there, and I'm like, oh, man, I forgot my, I think one of my kids, or it's in another wallet, or I'm not sure. But I didn't have my Hy-Vee rewards card. And then I thought about technology. And I went to my Apple Wallet and clicked on my Apple Wallet, and there it was. And they did the same thing if I'd had a card. Don't need cards. It's amazing. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love technology. Scared to death. But I love technology. So I wanted to just talk a couple more things. It gets nauseating to listen to the last 3 or 4 days before the draft, because you're just getting, you know, people now are just trying to say stuff so they can get on the radio, or, you know, let's say something provocative, you know, and here's what I think of that.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Because I don't think it pays off. But, you know, so the Bryce Youngs get picked on, the C.J. Strouds. And, you know, when you have two quarterbacks that not extremely everybody's happy with, it's not a lot of fun to talk about it. You know, if you listen to McShay and Kiper, I mean, they were so high on Will Levis. Now, somebody had to get something wrong somewhere, because there's a big difference between, hey, I think that those two are overreaching to put him at number two or number four or number 10. But when he doesn't even get drafted in the first round, somebody was putting out a lot of good misinformation. That's why you can't trust these drafts. You can't trust these draft experts, because you don't know who's telling the truth. And I give the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans a lot of credit for keeping their mouth shut and not saying yes or no to anything, and they went about their business. I believe in my heart of hearts that C.J. Stroud is going to be just fine. I don't care that he can't pass a test on whatever the test was. My only concern with C.J. Stroud, when I sat across from Scott and we talked about the draft, was things are easier at Ohio State because it's more the scheme and the athletic ability that you have at your skill positions, and sometimes all the quarterback has to do is get the ball there. Well, it's not that way in the NFL, and boy, the defensive coordinators can game plan a lot better than college defensive coordinators can. So you have to worry about that. But to say that, well, I don't know what he can do against athletes. Well, I saw what he could do against athletes. I saw what he did to Georgia. And they just put a whole bunch of people in the first round and in throughout the rounds and on a bunch of football teams. Bryce Young, everybody has every right in the world to say that he's small. He was shaking his hand with one of the offensive linemen or defensive linemen that Carolina also drafted, because they were at the facility. And the lineman was three times his size. Now you're hoping that's one protecting him and not one that's trying to tackle him from another team. Bryce Young can throw a football. There is nobody in this draft that throws the football better than he does. Anthony Richardson may throw the football farther. Will Levis may throw the football farther, but they don't flick the ball like he does. And he's going to have weapons, and they're going to have to protect him. That's their thing. You don't think the Carolina Panthers don't understand that they need to protect their $50 million investment? I believe they do. You don't think the Houston Texans are going to take slowly with C.J. Stroud and work him in and make sure he's got the best available? Because neither one of those two teams, the Carolina Panthers or the Houston Texans, are going to win and make the playoffs next year. It's just not going to happen. They're starting over. And then I heard people blasting the Houston Texans. They have draft capital. They have draft capital everywhere. And so they went, you know what? We got our quarterback. And if we throw a couple of picks in, I bet you really big time money that we can get in and get Arizona's pick and let them move back, and we can get both players we wanted. Because I think all along that they wanted C.J. Stroud and they wanted Will Anderson Jr. And the fact that the Houston Texans doesn't have an A+, because if you want something and you go out and get it, you should get an A+ in your draft. Now, after draft grades, now that's a totally different story, because now these two guys have to perform. I think the Indianapolis Colts taking Anthony Richardson, if they'd have taken Will Levis, I would have been fine with that. I really would have been. Because I think, given a better system, a better offensive line, and better weapons, he could be really good. Anthony Richardson can be a star. One of the things I told Scott last week is I seen Patrick Mahomes live twice in college. And there is no way in the world that I'm going to sit here and tell you that Patrick Mahomes was going to be, if he continues on this path, one of the four greatest quarterbacks of all time by watching those two games that he played with Texas Tech. Now, what it should have told a bunch of people was you shouldn't be hiring the coach to come in and coach the Arizona Cardinals and maybe not take Kyler Murray, which should have been. Maybe that would have been a good idea. But looking at what Patrick Mahomes, what he could do is he could throw the ball on the run. He could throw the ball right-handed, sidearm. He's going to throw one behind his back one of these days. I'm telling you right now he's going to do it. He's either going to throw it for a touchdown or he's going to throw it for an interception going the other way for a touchdown. But he's going to throw one. I've seen him throw it left-handed. I've seen him do things that I just can't understand. And the one thing that he did in college that Will Levis didn't do in college is when he got rushed and when he got moved, he could move around in the pocket and he could still make things happen. Anthony Richardson is that same guy. I saw Patrick Mahomes overthrow people. I saw Patrick Mahomes underthrow people. I saw him throw to the wrong shoulder. All those things, they're correctable. He's going to Indianapolis. They will correct it. They do a good job. It's a good organization. I think the Seattle Seahawks had a great draft. I think Devin Witherspoon is amazing. This is the one I really wanted to talk about today, because the Arizona Cardinals moved, and in order to move, they still got who they wanted. They got Paris Johnson. And you say, hey, who's Paris Johnson? Well, he was a football player at Ohio State Buckeyes, an offensive lineman, 6'6", 310 pounds. Graduated from Ohio State in 3 years. Think about that, folks. Graduated from Ohio State in 3 years, playing football, being an All-American. If I'm a football team and I'm looking for a football player, that's what I'm looking about. That's what I'm looking at. And then when he gets done, he's there, he's hugging mom, he's getting pictures with mom. I'm telling you, that stuff matters. That's Steen on Sports telling you that stuff like crazy stuff like that matters. It means that he was you listen to his teammates. He was a great teammate, smart kid, graduated in 3 years, learns quickly, can take a bunch of information and process it. Those are all the things that you want your people to do. Okay. I think Brooksy may come on the show tomorrow, because he has a conflict on Thursday. I think that's a cool thing. I think that Kyler Murray's going to love him because he's going to protect him. And I think Arizona's going to start rebuilding. And I'm one of those guys. Kyler Murray is one of the top. I think he's in the top 10. Everybody else probably thinks he's in the top 15. You still have half of this league doesn't have a quarterback, and Arizona's not one of them that doesn't have a quarterback, even though Scott doesn't agree with me with that all the time. The Raiders, I don't know. Here's the other one that kind of irritated me all weekend, and the Atlanta Falcons needed explosive weapons. They're rebuilding. And they're rebuilding for I don't know how many a time. But if you've got a dynamic guy, I mean, you listen to people this weekend, and the most dynamic player in this draft, it's Bijan Robinson. Blocking, running, pass catching, good kid, good student, going to learn. He checked all the boxes. I don't give a crap if you check all the boxes, that's when you start worrying about people and where you're drafting them, it's because you can't check all the boxes. You could check all the boxes. No, I'm sorry. No for Tuesday. He's going to be in on Thursday. Brooks is going to be in here on Thursday. I'm glad Scott's listening to the show. Hi, Scott. How are you? I was extremely excited about that. Then it gets to this one, and this one to me was the one to talk about. I have 3 minutes to talk about it because I'm going to talk NBA in this next segment coming up. And it's Jalen Carter, Georgia. 6'3", 310 pounds, runs like a safety. At worst, an outside linebacker. Incredible athlete. Best athlete. He's the best physical athlete there. Bijan Robinson was the most talented offensive weapon athlete in the draft. There were places that Jalen Carter could have went that I would have said, man, that is way too bad. And I don't know if they're going to help him or I don't know if they're going to hurt him. And I'm going to tell you, I'm like the Las Vegas Raiders, they've had rough character kids, they haven't done a good job. There's teams out there that do, but some teams out there that could do a good job doing that just don't take them, the Patriots. But there are teams that you could go to, and the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year, I think, are two of those teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles have enough experience on that defense, on that staff, on everybody involved with that organization, from Howie Roseman all the way down, that he's going to be fine, and he was the most dynamic, dominating defensive player available. And you just gave him to a team that went to the Super Bowl last year. So, I think that is a... I think that was the move, and that's why everyone's saying it wasn't just because of Jalen Carter, but as some others. The Chicago Bears did what they needed to do. They got Darnell Wright from Tennessee, and I love what it said in here. He's a violent player who fills a major need at right tackle. So they're going to get someone to help Justin Fields in his blind side from throwing, and they're going to give him a mauler. What's it say? Violent mauler on his right side that he can run off of. Tennessee Titans picked up an offensive lineman, Skronoski from Northwestern. I think he might have been, he might have been the best offensive lineman. He's 6'4", 315. I mean, that's some crazy stuff. Crazy big kids. I'll try to finish up some draft, just some quick draft stuff, and we'll jump and do some NBA stuff as well, and then hop into that next hour. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day. I'll be back right after this break.
1700 The Champ. Sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Last segment of this first hour already. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. As you know, we are a Minnesota Twins affiliate, and the Twins are playing the White Sox tomorrow and Wednesday. 6:10 first pitches both days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have the Guardians. They're at the Guardians. And then they come home Tuesday, Wednesday, and play the Padres. Those all will, most of the ones that are during Monday through Friday, they're going to go right, you'll go right into the game. After we are done, this segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to WoodmanControls.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities and development project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company, Woodman Controls. Want to thank them for being a part of the program. Just to hit on this a couple of more times, I already talked to you about Jahmyr Gibbs. I think that's who Detroit wanted. I think that's what they used the draft pick for. People didn't like it. People didn't like Jack Campbell. And then when they get done and they draft, they give grades to the draft, I think they give him a B+. I think they went out and grabbed the people that were on your boards. See, that's the problem that everybody has, all these guys that spend all this time for months leading up to it. And when teams don't go off of their boards, you know, the guys on TV, they have an unlimited amount of time to sit there and crab about it. So I don't think any NFL team gives a hoot. Lucas Van Ness is going to be a playmaker. I think Will McDonald is going to be a playmaker. The New York Jets are so bulky and so just quick and fast, but big up front. And you can't let that come from the middle. And so that's going to open up areas for him. And he is just a baller. And I can't wait to watch him play, even though it's with the Jets. And I'm not a huge Jets fan, but hey, that's the way it is. Then you went on kind of a cornerback. Everybody, I mean, you have to be able to defend. You can't beat Philadelphia and you can't beat Kansas City if you don't have a good secondary. And those are the two teams that you're going to be shooting for. So a lot of these teams did a really good job of doing that. Then you went on a run of wide receivers. The wide receiver, Najigba from Ohio State, is a great wide receiver. Quentin Johnson from TCU is a great wide receiver. Zay Flowers from Boston College, another one. The best one might be Jordan Addison, and people just let him go to Minnesota. So now you have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and that's amazing. And I'm telling you right now that Zay Flowers might be the best wide receiver that Baltimore's had in the last 10 years. As a Ravens fan, that makes me pretty excited. The first tight end off the board was Dalton Kincaid from Utah. It is your typical it said Van Ness's Aaron, my brother-in-law just said Van Ness's dad is a playmaker, so that's cool. The kid's a great player, but Dalton Kincaid fits right in. I mean, he's already a seasoned NFL tight end because that's the kind of thing they run at Utah. Some more tackles, defensive linemen. Philadelphia came back in. It's what everybody's talking about. Philadelphia picked either Alabama people or Georgia people. And there's good reason. And then you had the one that kind of shocked everybody. So we gave it a C+. He said it's Felix Azuma. He's an edge rusher from K-State. Kansas City picked him up. I think the coaching staff know each other. I think they know what he can do. I think they know what he can do given the way Kansas City does their stuff. These guys give it a C+. I think it'll probably be better than that. And the reason I think it's going to be better than that is Kansas City doesn't miss very often. They won a Super Bowl last year with a redo on a roster with a bunch of young people, and all those young people came in and really did a good job in what they were doing. So it's exciting. Here's some grades out there, and I'm going to give it's Mel Kiper. I like Mel Kiper. I think he's so what? I mean, he is arrogant. And he believes what he believes, and he's been doing it for a long time. And the question today was, should Mel Kiper be in the NFL Football Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame? 12 million people watched the draft, and 300,000 people were in Kansas City. And if it wasn't for Mel Kiper, there wouldn't even be a draft. He's the reason it started. It's the reason that it's as big as it is. He brought in somebody to be the other side of him with Todd McShay. It's wonderful. I love what they do. It doesn't mean I need to agree with them, and that's what they want. They want us to not agree with them. But I would not. I mean, you could have asked him a name and on this draft, and he would have known without even looking at his paper because he's that darn good. It is unbelievable. Seattle Seahawks got an A. I totally believe in that. And that's just going off the first round. I believe in that. Arizona Cardinals got an A-. They did everything that they needed to do to help their football team. And I think they finally decided, hey, we probably didn't treat Kyler Murray the best last year. Maybe it wasn't a good fit with what was happening. He wasn't getting along with coach. We kind of took the coach's side, and then we fired the coach, and now we brought in another coach, and maybe we're going to do things differently. I hope so, because I think Kyler Murray is a really good quarterback. And a really good organization wouldn't have things that leaked out unless somebody interpersonally wanted them to leak out about Kyler Murray. That was a bunch of bull. The New York Giants had a good draft. They got an A-. The Baltimore Ravens, they give a B+. It's going to be interesting to see. They didn't pick up the fifth-year option on Patrick Queen today, so he's one of those guys that isn't going to have a chance to get one of those bigger contracts because they kind of backed out of it. And I have to admit, I thought he was going to be a superstar, and he has not been as good as what everybody thought. The Chicago Bears got a B+. I think they helped Justin Fields. I thought with everything they had, they still have more picks next year. I like what Ryan Pace is doing. I've bought in. Cincinnati Bengals had a B+. That's what happens when you have someone like Joe Burrow. That even if your draft wasn't a B+, now that you actually are winning football games and you're not the Cincinnati Bungles, they start giving you better draft grades. The Browns got a B+. They haven't had that for a while. The Packers got a B+. They haven't had that for a while. The Patriots got a B+. Now, those are New England Patriot guys, so let's see if they can perform. They got a couple of wide receivers that, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The Steelers, as usual, solid. Tennessee Titans are solid. Getting Will Levis for them, and we haven't got to talk much about it. Hey, that's the most uncomfortable thing in the world for Will Levis to be in. That's partially ESPN's fault and the football people. When you're talking up somebody of being the number 4 pick or the number 8 pick or the number 12 pick, you're pressuring this young man to come and do that. And when it starts going downhill, you need to do something to protect the young kid. Not let him sit in there and be miserable. Take him somewhere else. Let him do something else. Do something. That was a bad job by ESPN. Buffalo Bills got a B. Carolina Panthers got a B. Listen, Carolina Panthers, I think, got what they wanted and knew what they wanted. The Cowboys got a B. I don't know. The best thing about the Dallas Cowboys was, so Deuce Vaughn, who was at K-State, who has wrecked many Iowa State game for us Iowa State Cyclone. He's an amazing player, but he's 5'7". His dad is a coach on the Cowboys, and whenever they would even talk about Deuce, he would not even be in the room. He'd get up and walk out, which shows the integrity of these two father-son. And they asked Coach Vaughn if he would like to call his son and tell him he's going to become a Cowboy, and he's in tears rolling. That might have been the most special thing of the whole NFL draft. The Broncos had everybody had a really good, they gave the Detroit Lions a B. I think they did better than a B. The only reason here's the thing. It's where they took the two people they had. It's not that the two people they took were Jack Campbell and the running back were A players or B players. It's just the experts out there didn't like where they took them. They didn't really give a bad grade to anybody. I think the lowest grade that I've seen was a B-, maybe a C+. That's not bad. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're going to talk a little NBA coming up. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7.
It's your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. You can go to your favorite place to get them and download all the shows. I upload them into Audio Boom, but when I listen to them, I listen to them through Spotify. So I know they're in a bunch of places, Amazon. The Minnesota Twins have the White Sox on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. They're in Chicago. And then they come, then they go to Cleveland on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then they come home and play the Padres for two. So look forward to that. Minnesota Twins are an affiliate of ours, as is the Kansas City Chiefs and the UNI Panthers. We will have the UNI Panther Caravan coming up later this month, along with Bacon Fest. Lots of things going on. We just got in today. Scott and his lovely wife, Bridget, and me and my lovely wife, Jennifer, are going to go see Tina Turner at the Civic Center. So pretty excited about that as well. And she, the Civic Center sent me some information also. And I guess I've never heard of this, but it seems really interesting. I don't remember which Harry Potter it is. But it's like in right in the middle, the Sorcerer's. No, that's not it. I'd have to look again. Well, I can do it. I have it pulled up right here. It is the, cause I like talking about the Civic Center because it's a ton of fun, to get, it's Harry Potter and the, so they show the film, says Des Moines Civic Center, the fifth installment of the Harry Potter film concert series with Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert. Audience will experience the next chapter with the Des Moines Symphony doing the scores to along with the live picture of watching the movie. We're in. I'm just telling you, we're in. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Not embarrassed in the least to admit that as well. So there you have it. This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Their services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. They have urgent injury clinics in both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at dmoss.com. They also have Engineered Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny. So there you go, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers. I'm glad that they are a part of the program. Okay, let's do a little dive into the Eastern Conference semifinals, Western Conference semifinals. That's where we're at. That's where we're heading. The Miami Heat and the New York Knicks, they played yesterday. The New York Knicks lost to the Heat 108-101. They did not have Julius Randle. And it is hit or miss if the Miami Heat's going to have Jimmy Butler. So that is going to be an interesting series. And just to take a step back on the Knicks, because I think the Knicks is a great story. And I think Jalen Brunson is a great story. But, man, for him to work, you need Julius Randle. And for Julius Randle to work, you need Jalen Brunson. So that's going to be interesting. The one I'm most looking forward to right now is the Boston Celtics at the Philadelphia 76ers. I know they don't like each other, which is great. They're playing where are they? They're playing at Boston. Boston is the 2 seed. Philadelphia is the 3 seed. Miami is the 8. New York is the 5. So that was a huge win by Miami because that's taking away home court. I just love the things about this Boston Celtics Philadelphia 76ers, but not if Joel Embiid's not playing. For James, I mean, and this could change tonight. James Harden could have 65 points tonight. But I think for James Harden to even be good anymore, he has to have Embiid on the floor with him. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, there is no one. And I mean no one. Joel Embiid, this just popped. Joel Embiid has been ruled out for game one, and there is little optimism of his return for game two. 7 foot, 300-pounder. With a knee injury, not a good thing. But getting back, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, nobody else has that in the league.
You don't have two of them. You know, there's been people for the last 5 years. Oh, you got to trade one of them. Well, you know, Jaylen Brown. No. Jason Tatum is the better player, but Jaylen Brown is an amazing player as well. The Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, they played one game. I think they might have played on Saturday. The Nuggets won 125-107. Here's the reason I think the Phoenix Suns getting Kevin Durant was a great move. Not for this year. I don't think that helps them this year. It helped them get, they got a win. But they had to give up a lot. And they had to give up a lot of role guys. So that'll be interesting to see how they restructure. I think Denver is the better team no matter what. I think Phoenix can get a couple of games just because of the dynamic of that group. You know, Kevin Durant is amazing, and Devin Booker is amazing, and you know, Chris Paul is Chris Paul. Chris Paul in the regular season is better than Chris Paul not in the regular season. And I guess the big one for everybody is the Golden State Warriors and LA Lakers, and that's kind of where I wanted to start. I watched a little bit of that. I watched a majority of the Golden State, and I kind of got beat up a little bit on Friday night by my middle son, Andrew, my NBA guru guy, because I said that I thought Golden State would win that game because I didn't think Sacramento was ready for a big game like that. And I was wrong. They were ready to play their big game the following, or the day after that, and on Sunday. And Steph Curry went off for 50 points and had him from all over the place, driving, hitting, falling, flailing, all that. Couple takeaways. The game that Draymond Green was suspended, that was the downfall of the Sacramento Kings. They needed that game. And that game wasn't even close. And they did, and the Sacramento Kings played amazing Friday night at Golden State. They just dominated. They did outplay them. They outshot them. They outdid everything. But that one game, a couple of games back, really took it out of them. Instead of 3-0, you're 2-1, and then you're 2-2, and then you're down 3-2. You come back, you're 3-3, and you played a good first half. I think it was 3 points at half. And then Steph, wow. And I'm going to answer a question here in just a second, because they said, who is more, the poll actually said, and I'm trying to, who has impacted basketball more, LeBron James or Steph Curry? And I'm going to give you my answer, and it's a typical sports talk radio guys answer to the question. I'll answer it and play both sides because this is how I really believe. And I actually think the reason I'll give would not make my middle son, Andrew, angry, which not that I'm trying to do that because he's always angry at me. But I have some thoughts on that. The LA Lakers did exactly what I thought they were going to do. When that series started, I said the LA Lakers are going to beat the Memphis Grizzlies because the Memphis Grizzlies, Steven Adams and Brendan Clark aren't playing, and they're not big without them. And you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James. You have Anthony Davis and LeBron James coming down and driving the lane and dunking. You don't do that with Brendan Clark and Steven Adams on the floor. They were hurt. They didn't get to play. And then Ja was hurt a little bit, wasn't the same. And you have Dylan Brooks be an idiot. And if I was a betting man, I would say Dylan Brooks may not even be playing in the NBA next year because he's not going to be playing for Memphis, I can tell you that. That last game, and you get beat by 40, and you don't go out on the podium and talk to the press, I would have booted you right there. You're not the star of the team. You're a piece. pieces, when you make mistakes and you say things and you cause harm to your team, you have to stand up for it or you shouldn't be there. And I was a Dylan Brooks fan going in because I liked the fact that he did that, but he usually backs it up. But I don't know if I'd go out poking. I mean, I would have poked Austin Reeves or something, not LeBron James. Poke Anthony Davis. Maybe you can get him mad. I don't know if he plays good mad. This is going to be an interesting series. Once again, no matter what happens, if I had people today saying, well, LeBron's going to get his fifth, I can tell you that right now. I don't think it's ever happened that every single series that you're in, you don't have home court advantage and you're not going to have more games at home. And I think this right here is going to be tougher for them because they had days off. And now you play on Tuesday, you play on Thursday, you play on Saturday, you play on Monday, you play on Wednesday, you play on Friday, and then you play on Sunday. That's a lot. If you go 7 games, that's a lot of games. That's a lot of games for Anthony Davis and LeBron James. And it is for Steph Curry to some point as well. Steph Curry, what he did in that Sacramento game, scoring 50 points in a game 7, which now he holds the record for in the playoffs. It was amazing. And I think the downfall of both of these teams is when their offense isn't working, their defense isn't working. Neither one of these two teams can say, you know what, I'm going to lock you down and our offense is going to be so good that we're just going to blow you out. They blew out the Memphis Grizzlies because they had no idea in the world what they were doing. As soon as Dylan Brooks spoke up and that game went the way it did, they were done. Golden State's not going to do that. These are two veteran teams with two superstars, and that'll get to my point here on who has, and let me read it one more time. And this is something that even with my boys or my friends, it's the same argument I've used for a long time. Who has impacted basketball more? And I think maybe eyes on screens, it's close, but I think LeBron has. I don't even think that's an issue. I think LeBron is one of the most important and most visible, or you know, what's the, I can't remember the word, but I mean more people probably know him than know Steph Curry around the world. And a lot of the things that he's done, here's the biggest thing that I give LeBron credit for. Is he was in Cleveland and it wasn't working and he didn't like the owner and it wasn't happening how he did. And he left, but he manned up. He left and went to Miami, but was fine. Even though everybody had turned on him a little bit with the not one, not two, not three, not four. Not even that he said that. I don't even know if it was him that said it. But they all got blamed for it. Chris Bosh wasn't the same. And Dwayne Wade was getting older. And I think the one thing that helped LeBron James is he went and he was coached by Pat Riley. And I think that helped him in the long run. And then he did the thing that I thought was pretty cool. He went back to Cleveland and won them a championship and won it in spectacular fashion, being down 3-1. That is the narrative negative for Draymond Green getting kicked out of game number 6 because of being Draymond Green, which they should have won that game 6. And then when he went to the Lakers, for the people out there that are blaming, well, his one championship was in the bubble where you didn't have to travel, who cares? Everybody else had that same opportunity, and they didn't take advantage of it. This is different now. I'm not sure, and I heard people say today, the winner of this is going to go to the NBA Finals and win. Man, Denver's a hard out. I don't know if either one of these teams can beat Denver. I think both of them are better than Phoenix the way they're construed right now. But when you ask me who has had, let me try one more time, who has had the biggest impact on basketball? And this has always been my thing when I talk about Steph. Is there's a 3% chance out there that somebody could be a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James or a Dominic Wilkins or somebody in that same thing. Super athletic, amazing talent, just big, muscular, strong, can, you know, do what they want. There's just not a lot. I mean, LeBron James, if you take LeBron James and how he looks and his height and his weight, and you put him in the NFL draft, you would say, well, he's got to be a lineman, but he's way too athletic to be a lineman. I mean, that's a tight end just waiting to be. I couldn't even imagine. So the most impact on basketball for me, because none of us can do what LeBron can do, and I'm not saying that we all could do what Steph did, but Steph got kids learning to dribble, controlling their dribble, dribbling either hand, anywhere, any place. If you watched that game yesterday, it was amazing. You can see, I'm not saying you're going to be as good a shooter as Steph Curry, but you can practice it and you can get there. He brought in a whole new generation of kids to understand that they could be good at basketball. I think that's a bigger impact. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I believe. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. Real sports talk to real sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Traffic's looking good at the moment. No issues, no accidents. We'll keep you up.
Welcome back in, everybody. Second segment of this second hour. Glad to be here. Glad you're here. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. On the radio, Tuesday, Wednesday, Chicago White Sox and the Twins, they're in Chicago. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're in Cleveland. That's a 6 o'clock game, a 4:30 game, an 11:30 game. And then next Tuesday, Wednesday, 6 o'clock games against the Padres back home. Excited about that. Also excited about Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provides the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services throughout. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind, protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Heritage Building Maintenance, thank you. So getting back and picking some games here. So I think, the Golden State LA Lakers, I think it's going to go 7. I think Golden State's going to win. I would not be surprised if it went the other way. And I'm interested to see how everybody holds up now that games are going to be much, much quicker. Recovery time, much, much less. The Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, I think that's going to be a 4-2 Nuggets. My biggest reason for that is that Phoenix just doesn't have a bench and Denver can play more players. Boston, Philadelphia, Joel Embiid misses this game. They say he's 50-50 for the next game. If he doesn't play that game, that's too far of a hole. Not that James Harden and you know, George Yang, and, you know, I'm rooting for the 76ers. Can't get, you know, pull off one of those games, but it's going to be really difficult without Joel Embiid. It puts a lot of pressure on James Harden, and I don't know if James Harden's that guy anymore. The Miami Heat beat the Knicks. This is what I'll tell you with this series. Number one, Miami has home court. Whoever's more healthy, Jimmy Butler or Randle, and plays in more games, wins that series. I think it's just as easy as that. So, man, you've got some great matchups, though, because I think it's going to end up being – I think there's a really good chance. It's either – I think you could have a repeat. I think if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say that'd be the biggest percentage. If I had to bet a future bet, I would take the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets, not the Denver Nuggets. I'd take the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. I do think that it might be, it could be the Denver Broncos. Man, that's my Monday right there, folks. Wow, I talk NFL. The Denver Nuggets and the Boston. I just don't see anybody getting Boston, especially with home court. I just don't see it. The fact that Milwaukee's not in there, I think that even opens it up a little bit easier for the Boston Celtics. And Boston against any of these four teams down here would be interesting, and I think Boston would be the favorite in any of those four. So it's been a while. So for the Celtics, so that's very intriguing. I think you have a lot of, you know, as big as the playoffs are, the NBA draft with Victor Wembanyama, however you say his name, getting ready to come into the NBA, they've never had anybody like him. You know, you've had Sean Bradley, you've had Ralph Sampson, but they were centers. This dude's the same, and he's a guard. It's going to be very interesting. You got Bronny James coming in. That's going to be interesting. I told some people this weekend with Chris Murray, and they were saying to me that they didn't even think he was going to be a first rounder. I think he's going to be an upper first rounder. They see what his brother's doing. And they see what his brother's doing in a very awkward situation. Because I don't know that Sacramento actually runs an offense. It was, I don't know. I'm a Mike Brown fan. Mike Brown's more of a up-tempo defensive guy. I didn't think their latter part game plans were very good. I don't know. It's intriguing to see how good Sacramento can be, because you just don't know. And see, now that here's a really funny thing. So now that you've seen Devontae Sabonis and you've seen Tyrese Halliburton. And I know Tyrese Halliburton needs to have the ball in his hand, and De'Aaron Fox needs to have his ball in their hand. And then you think about it on the other, who would, if you were building an NBA team, knowing what you saw this year, would you give the keys to the bus to De'Aaron Fox, or would you have given the keys to the bus to Tyrese Halliburton? I just think that regime that was there had no idea in the world how to use Tyrese Halliburton. Now, I think they're going to get better in Indiana. They still need a couple of pieces. They need somebody who can shoot. They need a pure shooter that, with all their abilities to get to the rim, because Tyrese can't be your number one three-point shooter. I want him to do that, and I think he'll shoot a high percentage, but you don't need him shooting eight of them a game. I would much rather him have 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 18 assists than anything else. I just, with De'Aaron Fox and Ja Morant and all these guys, and you, when they're winning, you talk big about them, and when they're not winning, you don't even talk about them. See, that doesn't happen with some other guy. It didn't happen with Tyrese. Tyrese had a great game, and they wanted to talk about him. And then they had a bad game, and they wanted to talk about him. Some of these guys never have to talk about their bad games. They only get their good games. I think that was a kind of a Ja Morant thing, that, you know, that he was kind of getting that kind of, he got to a point where he was getting that kind of coverage. And then he went out and did something that he shouldn't have done. And then he ruined that. And then so the press that's out there can't keep doing how they were building him up, because if they did that, it'd make him look bad. So then they had to tear him down. And now you want to try to figure out what Ja Morant's going to be. And I think he learned in this series that he has to be, he has to be able to get them going in offense and score. And they got some work to do. And you were a two seed. You know, the other team not getting talked a lot about is Milwaukee because they have Giannis. So they're never going to be out of it. I don't like how the coach coached. He's an NBA coach, so he knows a heck of a lot more than I do. But it didn't look like his players believed that he knew a lot more than a normal guy would. And they need better pieces. They need shooters. Giannis can get to the rim whenever he wants. And when he can't, he needs to be able to pass it out. But they're inconsistent at hitting those shots. And that's a difficult thing for everybody that's there. You had a couple of things that don't happen very often, and you're getting ready to get another one tonight. Let's talk a little hockey here real quick. John Schaefer would be proud of me today. You had two game sevens yesterday. The Panthers beat the Bruins. Boston Bruins had one of the greatest seasons in hockey history. And they just got beat in seven at home by the Panthers. And your defending champions at home got beat by the Seattle Kraken. I'm floored that that happened. And tonight you have it again. So you had one road team, you had two road teams win game sevens. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that happens very often in hockey. And tonight you have the Rangers at the Devils. New York, New Jersey. That's going to be something else. And then the Carolina Panthers are playing the Maple Leafs. The Kraken are going to play the Stars. And the Edmonton Oilers and the Las Vegas Knights. Are you kidding me? Come on. That is going to be outstanding. I can't wait to... I'm not as big a hockey... I love... I went down with my buddy, Justin, and we went down and watched hockey at Wells Fargo. The Iowa Wild, and we're on the glass. Never been. That is so much fun. My hands still hurt from smacking glass, but it was fun. Hockey's fun. Playoff hockey's even it's unheard of. I wanted to talk just a little bit about Major League Baseball because, once again, I'm looking at this, and I can't wait till Randy comes in on Wednesday. Leading in the American League East is here's the four teams that are on top in that Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Toronto. Three of the smaller payrolls in baseball are ahead of Boston and New York, and Boston and New York are tied for last place. The Minnesota Twins are 17-12, and they're the only team above 500 in the Central. And the Texas Rangers of all are 17-11. It's fascinating. The biggest baseball story, 152 days is what it took Bryce Harper to come back from Tommy John surgery. 152 days. For those of you out there that aren't very good at math, that's less than a half a year. Philadelphia, without him, is 15-14. They didn't think they were getting him until a couple of weeks after the All-Star break, which is a couple months out. So that's a huge deal to that Philadelphia fought as hard as they did. Atlanta playing very good. Here's another one. So these are unbelievable stories, folks. The Pittsburgh Pirates, the Milwaukee Brewers are in the 1-2 in the Central. Arizona Diamondbacks are in front in the West. Again, seriously, with LA and San Diego there, big payrolls. Chicago's not playing bad. The surprise of the season for me, because I've always, not that I've rooted against St. Louis, but my teams have always been competitors with St. Louis. St. Louis is 10-19. That's unheard of for St. Louis to do that. So baseball in good hands, right? It is fun to watch, and one of the interesting things are just some of the people. So it's surprising on some of the teams that is doing well. It's also surprising with some of the people that are doing well. Batting average. Matt Chapman. I love Matt Chapman, by the way. In Toronto, 384. Ronald Acuna Jr., 363. Brandon Marsh. I like Brandon Marsh, too. Home runs right now. Your home run leaders are Max Muncy, Pete Alonso, Patrick Wisdom, Rafael Devers, and Brent Rooker. If you had them for the early season bet on leading home run hitters, well, besides Pete Alonso, I'm not believing it. Not believing it at all. Ronald Acuna Jr., this is what he's doing right now. He's hitting 363. He leads the league in hits with 41. He leads the league in stolen bases. The best pitchers in baseball right now, Garrett Cole, Clayton Kershaw, Shane McClanahan, Joe Ryan, and Zach Gallen. Earned run average is Sonny Gray, Garrett Cole, and Shohei Ohtani. 185 for Shohei Ohtani. He is what he's doing right now. Once again, is pretty amazing. He's batting 294 with 7 home runs and 18 RBIs. And pitching wise, he is, let me see if it says here. He is pitching. He has a 2.34 ERA average and a ton of strikeouts. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him anywhere, anytime, any place. It's incredible. And the following is even bigger. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. One more segment left. Got some potpourri coming up. Be right back.
You're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
He is absolutely right. You are listening to Steen on Sports. Last segment of this Monday. Thanks for being in. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We are bringing sports your way every day. We're bringing it to you on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up and available if you want to check them out. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important. Currently, over 500 jobs are on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking, keeping both staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. I want to thank Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, Des Moines Orthopedics, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls. We could not do this without you, and I appreciate everything that you do. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott will be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. What else do I have here? I've got a crazy amount of stuff that is out here that I wanted to talk about. One of them, surprising, interesting, Keegan Murray said that he had an avulsion fracture lower than a grade one and torn ligament in his left thumb early in the season. Maybe a little bit of his shooting woes. Very interesting. The money in Vegas has all been on the Celtics, while on the digital platform, the 76ers actually have more money on them. It's an interesting, the Sixers, Boston Celtics, for someone my age, boy, those were some heated battles throughout the time. They had a Reggie Miller on why Steph Curry has had a bigger impact on basketball than Michael Jordan. Now, I said LeBron James. I don't know if he's had a bigger, but I think that's probably true with Michael. This is always my one with Michael that I go, that's scoreboard. That dude has people wearing his jerseys and his shoes on other teams in the NBA. That's the biggest level of respect. But this is what Reggie Miller said. I will say Steph Curry for this reason. He's playing in the age of social media. There wasn't that when Michael Jordan played. And I think that is very true. Even though he had that commercial, not everybody can be like Mike. But man, if you work hard, you can at least get in the same stratosphere as Steph Curry. Not that you can get there, because his dedication, I don't know if anybody has that kind of dedication to shooting. The way too early 2024 NFL draft right now, the way this looks, if Arizona doesn't have, or excuse me, I should say it this way. If Houston does not have a good season next year and would be available for the number one pick, the Arizona Cardinals are going to have their pick. And then if they're as bad as what people think, they're going to have the number two pick as well. And that could give them Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., two amazing athletes. Thought that was kind of funny. This one caught my fancy today. Aerosmith is announcing their final farewell tour starting in September. And they're going to play in Omaha, and they're going to play in Kansas City. That might be a need be. And Black Crowes, another one of my favorite bands, are opening for them. I think that'd be really, 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 really cool. A lot of people, and I'm included, think that the Atlanta Falcons have a really good shot to start getting back into the upper echelon of the NFL. In the draft that they just had, the Falcons drafted a running back and two offensive linemen. In free agency, Atlanta signed seven players to contracts. Six of seven were defense. One was a backup quarterback. They're working their way through trying to get back where they were. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see what they can do. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons with Matt Ryan was good for a very, very, very long time. And I think getting Bijan Robinson, what they're doing is they're trying to figure out if Desmond Ridder is their quarterback. And they think he is. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing that you have. This was a really interesting thing from Ryan Clark today, is that the NBA youth movement has been put on hold, especially in the West. In the West, you have Bron, Steph, KD, CP3, and add in two-time MVP Jokic, add in Anthony Davis. The funner, younger, hipper top seeds is a year or so out, but they're on their way. And till then, you should enjoy these older folks, and I agree with that. After the draft, these are always interesting. So after the draft, division winners, NFC East, Philadelphia. Which is going to be interesting, because I can't remember the year. It's been somewhere between 15 and 20 years that someone in the Eastern Conference in the NFC has repeated. It does not bode well for the Philadelphia Eagles, but they are really talented. The NFC North, they have the Detroit Lions. I don't think I disagree with that. The NFC South, they have the New Orleans Saints. Not so sure that I don't agree with that. And in the West, they have San Francisco. In the AFC West, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think I disagree with that. The NFC South, I think, is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't think I disagree with that. The NFC North, they have Baltimore. Not sure. I think Pittsburgh will have something to say with that. That's going to be interesting. I think Pittsburgh's getting better, but I think the Ravens got better as well. And the NFC East, they picked the Jets. That's a tough one. If you win that division, that means you have to split with everybody, and that's not going to be easy either. And I don't know. I don't know if I totally agree with that or not. I have visions of Miami, but not if Tua can't play 17 games. I think Buffalo is going to take a step back. I think with all the things that went on, all the stuff with Josh Allen, the defense not playing well, I don't know. That's a tough one. The thing about it is now you don't have the Jets to push around, because I think the Jets are pretty talented. I thought this was really interesting. Wins by more than one score since 2021. And number one is Buffalo. They've had 18 of those. San Francisco's had 15. Kansas City, Philadelphia have had 14. Cincinnati's had 13. Green Bay, New England have had 11. And L.A. Rams and Arizona have had 10. Wow. That strikes home. This was interesting for me today. And I'm probably making a medium deal out of it. There were a lot of Iowa fans that made a big deal out of it. And then a lot of the, you know, your Feltzies and David, they don't think it's that big a deal. But Aaron Ulis went to Nebraska. Interesting. Was not expecting that. I really was not expecting that. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon passed away over this weekend. He was a St. Louis Cardinals voice of, and the reason I know that, I've told you before that my childhood growing up with one of my buddies, Brian, we had Ozzie Smith and Robin Yount fights, and so we'd listen to baseball games, and Mike Shannon was a big part of that. It's getting sad that we're starting to lose some of the people that we all grew up with talking on air and microphones like this. Here is the current books for the NBA playoffs. The Celtics are -500, Philadelphia 76ers +375, Nuggets -175, Suns +140. I think that's bigger. I think that would be closer to the Celtics 76ers just because of their bench is so bad. Miami Heat are -150, Knicks +120. I think that switches just unless one of the guys it's who gets Jimmy Butler play or does Julius Randle play? Jalen Brunson not as good when Julius Randle's not on the floor because they can double team him. The Warriors are -150, the Lakers +120. I'm not even talking because if I talk about the Warriors, the Lakers are going to win, so I'm just going to be quiet from now on. These are the win totals that just came out, just to give you a few. Vikings, Giants, Steelers, Seahawks were all 8.5, along with the Falcons, Ravens, and Broncos, 9.5s. The Jets, the Saints, the Dolphins, the Chargers, the Lions, the Cowboys, the Browns, 10.5. The Eagles, the Jags, Buffalo, 11.5. San Francisco, Kansas City, Cincinnati. So without just a couple, it's the usual suspects at the top of the stats. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming up tomorrow with Scott 9. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Got a lot to talk about tomorrow, a lot to talk about this whole week, leading up to some great sports this coming weekend. Can't wait. See you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Watch for a little congestion, 235 westbound at 56th. No major delays in that area. Otherwise, no accidents. Things are looking good.